guess you had the scare of your life last year, or at least one of the biggest scares of your life in Detroit. Going back, though, I guess you have to just kind of build on what you did on Sunday.
Yeah, you know what? I think, you know, our offensive line did a great job last week against a really good front four. We're going against another really good front four this week, a team that, you know, pressures the passer really well. They do a great job against the run also. So 2 weeks in a row, we're going to have our work cut out for us, and we need to prepare well this week and execute well on Saturday.
We know a lot of talking was done last year. We asked you, I guess, this question similar to what was going on prior to the Saints game. Is that something that will be discussed this week? Don't lose your cool, play your game, not theirs.
Yeah, you know, I think that's one of the things we try and focus on every week, keeping our poise regardless of the situations. And we know we're going into, you know, a tough physical matchup. They play with great effort, and we've got to do the same.
How would you describe Donovan?
Talented player, really talented player. He's got great size, great strength, but, you know, he's quick off the ball. Really good pass rusher, one of the best pass rushers for an interior guy, I think, in the league, and a guy who plays, you know, to the whistle and relentless. And you know, he's certainly somebody you have to account for.
He's been voted, at least by some of his peers, as the quote-unquote dirtiest player in the league. Do you think that's true?
It's not something I think about. You know, the things that concern with me are the way he plays against the pass and the way he plays against the run, and that's it. And, you know, we need to focus on that.
You have to vote in
that? I didn't vote. I didn't vote.
Would he get a vote if you were voting
in that? I wouldn't vote. I wouldn't vote.
In the back of your mind, though, that doesn't enter into what happened last time?
No. You know what? I think, you know, playing in this league, every week's physical, every week's tough, and you just have to have that same mindset, I think, as a player to – you know, keep your head down, focus on, you know, doing your job and playing the best you possibly can.
Matt, was Sunday a perfect example of when you don't have three and outs and you don't turn it over to your defense, only on the field for 21 minutes? This time of the year with a short week is huge.
Yeah, you know what? I think, you know, time of possession was big for us last week. We did a good job with it. But, you know, it all started with our defense creating a turnover early. I think that kind of got the momentum going for everybody, and we just, you know, tried to keep up, you know, our end of the bargain on offense.
The third down conversions after a couple of weeks where it was not the number anywhere close to what you wanted. This week against that team, it worked.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's one of those things. We've been pretty good on third down for the majority of the year. We had a stretch, you know, a two-week stretch where we didn't convert the way we were accustomed to the majority of the season. Last week, I thought we did a better job of it. And that's a critical area in games. When you can stay on the field and you can convert, you know, those third downs and keep drives going, it's huge.
Did your O-line play at a different level this past week?
They played well. You know, they've. I think everybody has, you know, good games and, you know, not so good games. All those kind of things. I've certainly had my fair share of them this year. But I'll say that I think they played really well last week against, you know, a very good front four, and played with great effort. Their execution was really, really good, and I'm certainly thankful that they did.
Does Smitty have to remind anybody what's at stake this Saturday, or everybody knows?
No, I don't think so. I think everybody understands where we're at in terms of the regular season, what's in front of us, and what our mindset needs to be. And I think, you know, the focus in our locker room has been really good the last 2 weeks, and we need to keep it right there.